This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Well, last week I ministered a powerful message on being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I feel led this today to give you 10 blessings of being filled by the Holy Spirit. And I read that little book that I was going to give you guys today. We only got one in. I was trying to get like a lot more books in. And I'm going to preach a little bit out of that book so you don't have to read it. Amen. And how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I believe you're going to be blessed. We looked at in Ephesians 6:18. If you like to turn there, you can look up at the screen. The Apostle Paul is talking about prayer. And prayer is so important to our faith life. How many prayer people do I have out here? How many people like to pray, not just over your food, but like to pray often? Amen? I'm telling you, if you're going to be a powerful person in God, you need to be a prayer person. I'm going to say it again. If you're going to be powerful, you have to be prayerful. Amen? And so that's where the power comes from, is our communion with the Heavenly Father. And my question is, are you communing as often as you can? Amen? And so in Ephesians, it says in 6:18, praying always. Wow. There he goes. Praying always. Amen? With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Underline that. In the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we're not just supposed to be praying for ourselves. We need to be praying for one another. Amen. I had somebody come in. Jan came in and said, I'm praying for you, Pastor. And I said, thank you. I need your prayers. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. And because I've been dealing with a cough and it's gone in Jesus' name. Amen. That's my confession of faith. Amen. And so we want to pray always with all prayer in the Spirit. So I'm going to give you like 10 blessings, because if you're not filled with the Spirit, you're going to want to be filled with the Spirit. And if you are filled with the Spirit, I'm hoping that this message will encourage you to pray more in the Spirit. That's my hope, is that you will start engaging and praying more in the Spirit. Amen. And praying in the Spirit, just in case you're not aware, in the book of Acts, The apostles, 120 people gathered in Jerusalem to get power from on high from God, and they received the gift called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where they begin to speak in a supernatural language as God gave them utterance. And so that's what I'm talking about today. And so it is still for today. Some people say it was only just for back then. But I read my Bible, and my Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he's the same Jesus yesterday, baptizing people in the Holy Spirit, he's the same Jesus today. Glory to God. So praying in the Spirit is a supernatural sign to us and others that God's word is true. That's powerful. In Mark 16, this is the Great Commission, where Jesus commissions the church to be a witness. And he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many preachers do I have out here today? Right. Amen. I'm looking at preachers today. I'm not just a preacher myself. We all are called to preach the good news. And he says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. How many believers do I have in the house today? Glory to God. I'm looking at saved people today. If you haven't received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and he who is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Amen. That's powerful. That's what you would call a supernatural sign. For you to be able to do an exorcist on somebody, not just the priest, not just the Catholic priest can do exorcist. You can cast out demons. Glory to God. That's what the scriptures, I'm not saying it. Jesus is saying this. Amen. I'm just quoting what Jesus is saying. And are there still demons out here? Just watch the news. Just watch the news. You can tell there's problems out here. People are doing crazy things out here. So there are still real demons that's trying to take people down, but he's not gonna, no demon can take you down. Amen? Because you're going to stay in the spirit. Amen? And he says, they will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. Amen? So if you're going to eat today, I believe you're not going to be eating anything deadly. And if it is, it's not going to hurt you. Amen? And they can lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So these are supernatural signs. If you drink something deadly, now you don't tempt and test God and say, I'm going to drink some poison to see to say how great your faith is. You don't do that. That's tempting God. But if somebody was to poison you, like your spouse, no, I'm kidding. But if somebody was to poison you, amen, then you will be fine because God is watching over you and protecting you. Somebody say, God's protecting me. Amen. So these are supernatural. Can somebody say supernatural? See, I think people want more than just a good sermon on Sunday morning. I think people want to see the power of God in manifestation. And I believe the power of God can be in manifestation as I minister and as I pray for people. We see God move all the time in our services. Amen? I love that. And I love that. So I like what 1 Corinthians 14:22, because it says here that it's a sign, a supernatural sign to us and to others. So praying in the Spirit is a supernatural sign to us and to others. And in 1 Corinthians 14:22, it says, therefore, tongues are for a sign not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. Amen. Think about that. That's powerful. But prophecy is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. So this supernatural gift that God gives to every believer, amen, is a supernatural gift that you can pray out a supernatural language that God wants to give every person. And that supernatural language can influence unbelievers to see that God is real and he's in the house. Amen. Somebody say, God's real. And he's in that, because if you're in the house, God's in the house. Amen. Because the Bible says that God inhabits us, and he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a God inhabiter. Amen. God. Hallelujah. He's inhabiting you. If you want to see what God looks like, look in the mirror. Amen. Because God lives in you. Amen. And you are made in God's image. And in his likeness. Amen. Amen. Now, you don't get this kind of preaching everywhere. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And number two, pray in the Spirit is for spiritual edification. Edification. Amen. Edification. Amen. And in other words, God wants you built up. Have you ever felt tired, worn out, burned out in your Christian walk? Well, you know what? When you start praying in the Spirit, it's like taking a super pill. Amen. I'm not advocating drugs. Amen. But it's like what was that cartoon that got that Underdog? Underdog. Anybody ever used to watch that cartoon Underdog? Well, Underdog had a ring with a pill in it. He would pull that ring pill out, put it, and he was a regular dog. But he would transform into Underdog, and he could fly and all that. Anybody ever used to watch Underdog? Okay, I got two people in here. Amen. You guys can YouTube it after the service. Amen. Underdog. Amen. And so I'm going to say this: praying in the Spirit will make you much stronger in God. In 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church." So you are actually building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so that's powerful. I don't know about you, but I want to get stronger. I don't want to get weaker. And you can get stronger the longer you live. Live long and live strong in God. Amen? And then praying in the Spirit, number three, is a supernatural way to praying to God. Amen. So God gives you a spiritual language. And this language is a special language that you can pray perfectly to the Father God. In other words, this is the type of praying you can't mess up. You can't have too much of yourself in a Spirit-led prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And this is powerful because you're praying out mysteries. It says, for he who speaks in tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Now, I mentioned this last week. The mystery is not to God, it's to us. But God wants to reveal mysteries to us. He wants to open our eyes to truth. There might be areas in our life where we might be missing it. And I don't know about you, but I want to pray out what I need to pray out, that mystery. And then you can pray that God will give you interpretation. And then God will give you, English to understand what you're praying out so you can understand mysteries. Amen? Why? Because God doesn't want any of you in the dark. He wants you guys in the light, walking in victory in Jesus. Amen? I love that. So you can pray out. Amen? Number four, praying in the Spirit reminds us of the Spirit indwelling presence. Indwelling presence. I don't know about you, but have you ever felt like that you weren't even saved? Have you ever felt like, Lord, are you really in my life? Sometimes you're going through a trial, through a tribulation. Sometimes you're battling some things. And sometimes you don't even feel saved. Have you ever been there? Amen. Or am I just, it's just me by myself today. Amen. Sometimes I'm struggling in my Christian walk to feel God. Amen. Have you ever struggled in your Christian walk to feel that God's with you? Now, you don't have to go by feelings, and we don't go by feelings. We go by faith. Amen? We walk by faith and not by sight. But it's good to feel God at times. It's good to feel the presence of God on your life. That's why I love worship, because worship transcends the natural into the supernatural. It brings a supernatural blessing in your life. Amen? I love that. So praying reminds us of the indwelling Spirit that dwells within us. In 2 Peter 1:4, it says this, by which you have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises. So we have exceedingly great precious promises. That's something to get excited about. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. So Peter's saying, now, Peter walked in the power of God. Did you know that the Bible actually said that Peter would walk by sick people and his shadow would actually fall on sick people? I don't understand how that works. Amen. I don't know how a shadow can heal people, but God can do the amazing and the impossible. And it says even the shadow of Peter coming on people healed them. So now Peter's talking here, and he's saying, you can. Who, me? Yes, you can be partakers of the divine nature of God. Somebody say, I'm a partaker of the divine nature of God. You're not just, see, sometimes we think, and religion wants to dumb you down. And religion wants to tell you you don't have anything, you don't possess anything. All you have is a wing and a prayer to make it through this life. That's what religion will tell you. But no, you got God living on the inside of you, giving you the divine nature. Amen? Amen? And he says, partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have escaped. Amen? Glory to God. We have escaped all the lust of this world system. So praying in the Spirit reminds us of the Spirit indwelling presence, that we're not just natural people, but we're supernatural people in God. Amen. See, the devil doesn't want you to think like that. The devil wants you to think that the devil wants you to think you don't have anything, you can't do anything, and it's just you just got to wait until you get to heaven before you can rule and reign with Jesus. But I'm going to say this to you today. You can rule and reign with Jesus, not when you get to heaven, but you can rule and reign today. Do you believe that today? You rule and reign through your prayers, through your faith confessions. You rule and you don't have to wait. You have the divine nature. Amen? Amen. I love that. And praying in the Spirit, number five, is praying in line with God's perfect will. I don't know about you, but you can mess up prayers. Amen. Amen. You can pray the wrong way. Amen. Amen. You can pray things that maybe isn't God's will. Amen. The only way you know it's God's will if it's in His Word. Amen. Amen? And sometimes you can pray for things that may hurt you. Amen? So I want to pray in line with God's perfect will. So this supernatural language helps you to pray out, you know, what God, you know, wants you to do in your life. In other words, God wants to give you a hope and a future, and He wants to direct you. You believe that today? Yes. You're not in this by yourself. And you're not just wandering and wandering in the wilderness. No, you're moving up to higher ground. Amen. You're moving into the promised land. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. And so praying in the Spirit is praying in line with God's perfect will. It says here in Romans 8, 26 and 27. See, there's a lot of scriptures about praying in the Spirit. Amen. And because it's relevant for today. It's relevant for the believer. It's relevant for us. And he says here, likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, sometimes we don't know how to pray for somebody, what they may really need. We think we know, Lord, get them some money because they're broke, right? But they might need wisdom. They might need something different than what we're praying for them. And so we can pray in this supernatural language. Sometimes when we don't know how to pray, we can ask the Lord to help us to pray out, for that person that we love, help us to pray out whatever needs to be prayed out for them in the Spirit, and then God can work with us in the Spirit to help them. Amen. That's powerful. Amen. That's powerful. So I love that, and it's interceding. Interceding is standing in the gap for somebody else. And so you're called not just to look out for yourselves. You're called to look out for others. You're called to look out for your loved ones. That's what we're called to do. Do you believe that today? And so whenever we see somebody maybe doing something or our relatives not walking with the Lord like they need to, we just need to pray and maybe pray in the Spirit for them. Amen? And watch God do miracles. Watch God do miracles. I prayed for my nephew that was dealing with substance abuse. And I prayed for him and that God would touch him mightily. And you know what? I got a report back that he came to the end of his rope. See, for you to need God, sometimes you need to come to the end of your rope. Sometimes you need to come to a point where you're at the end of yourself. In other words, you can't do it without God. And he came to the point where he was dealing with substance abuse. And he came to a point where he got a God encounter. God met him one night. And he cried out to God. And he's living a sober life today. Amen. Glory to God. And God has totally turned his life around. But I was praying for him. I was praying that God would turn him around and that God would give him a God encounter. I'm telling you, sometimes people need more than just... And the Word is powerful. They need the Word, but sometimes they need a God encounter with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So I'm telling you, pray for your loved ones, for them to pray in that Spirit, and you can intercede, stand in the gap for them. Pray in the Spirit stimulates our faith. I don't know about you, but I need my faith stimulated at times. I want my faith. Now, we know this, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's a no-brainer for us faith people. We know that the Word of God will bring faith if we act on it. Amen. I'm going to say it again. The Word of God will bring faith in your life if you are a doer of the Word. Amen. You can't just be a hearer of the Word and for it to work in your life. The blessed people are the ones that hear the Word of God and do the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Somebody say, I'm a doer of the Word of God. Amen. You are a doer of the Word. Amen. And in Jude 1:20, talking about praying the Spirit stimulates our faith, it says, but you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I love that. So praying the Spirit, what that does, we're going to continue on this, but it will bring you into a place where it will build you up, give you peace, and help you walk in love and mercy. I'm going to say it again. It will transcend your mind and your emotions and helps you walk in the peace and the presence of God. Amen. And I don't know about you, when I'm out here in this traffic, I need the peace and the presence of God in my life. Can anybody relate? Glory to God. And so when's the best time to pray in the Spirit? When you're in your car. By yourself, so nobody will think that you're nutty. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So that's a great time to be praying in the Spirit. Of course, praying in your spiritual closet. Amen. And so that means that's a special place, maybe in your house, that you can pray for your loved ones. Amen. Praying in the Spirit gives us a spiritual refreshing. That's powerful. Gives us a spiritual refreshing. You know, you don't need to go to JD for a spiritual refreshing. You just need to go to JC. Amen. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Some of you say, JD. Jack Daniels. You don't need to go. You don't need. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Jack Daniels has nothing on Jesus Christ. Somebody said, I need a refreshing, I need a nightcap, I need a Jack Daniels. No, you just need Jesus Christ. You just need Jesus, amen? Because you might end up at the throne the next morning. It might not be the right throne. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? A hangover. You know what I'm saying? But with God, there's no hangovers. With being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. How many people live like that? And you say, well, you might say, well, I'm trying, Pastor. Well, we need to start trying to be praying in the Spirit. Amen. Praying in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's why you can take some of the psalms out of the Bible and you can pray those out. Glory to God. I love Psalms 23. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not lack for any good thing. I love this. In Isaiah 28, you know, praying in the Spirit is even mentioned in the Old Testament, which is powerful. And it says here in Isaiah 28, 11, 12, for with a stammering lip and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is a rest which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. So we see, by Jesus Christ I'm healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Trying to get through this service without a cough. Amen. And so, glory to God, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. So I love this because he says here, with a stammering lip and another tongue. So this is saying here that he will speak to his people. And so this is what this spiritual language that God wants to give every born-again believer. And this will cause you to rest, amen, from being weary in your walk in Christ. Amen? And I love that because, I need the rest of the Lord. I need the peace of God. Could any stress-filled people out here at times? I mean, this life can be a stressor. This life can stress us out. Have you ever been stressed out? Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the devil will try to do everything he can to stress some of us out. But Jesus said, see, like he's trying to do to me. Jesus said, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. So it's easy in God. It's easy in God if you're doing it the right way. If you're praying in the Spirit, it becomes easier and easier. You believe that today? Amen. Amen. So praying in the Spirit is a spiritual refreshing. Praying in the Spirit aids us in worshiping the Lord. How many people want to go a little higher in your worship? How many people want to go to the next level in your worship? I do. And it says here in 1 Corinthians 14:14-15, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I'll pray with the spirit. I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with my understanding. Notice this that he's saying in here, there's two ways to pray. There's praying in your understanding, in your natural language, and there's praying in the spirit, your supernatural language. He's saying this in here, that you have the ability, once you're baptized with the Spirit, to pray or to speak in that supernatural language that will cause that refreshing of God and help you worship God to the next level. Amen? I love that. Praying in the Spirit brings the tongue under subjection of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever said anything that you ever regretted? Have you ever said something out of your mouth that you wish you did not say? Amen? And so sometimes, you know, we don't have total control of our tongue. Amen? In other words, our feelings control our words. And your feelings should not control your words. The Bible says in James, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poisons. That's pretty serious. Amen? Amen. So no man can tame it, but the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can help you. Amen. Do you believe that today? So I believe when you pray in the Spirit, you're putting your tongue in subjection to the Spirit of God. Amen. And I want my tongue in subjection to the Spirit of God. You know, James talks about if you're a perfect man, you're able to bridle your tongue and you can control your entire body. And so if you're praying in the Spirit, it helps you control the words, the negative words that come out of your mouths. Amen. And I need that type of control. Amen. And it says here in Galatians 5:16, talking about that praying in the Spirit puts your tongue in under control. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I'm telling you, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're walking in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust or the dictates of the flesh. Amen? Number 10, praying in the Spirit is a way of giving God perfect thanks. Amen. Well, it's quiet in this. I'm down to 10. Amen. I'm on my 10th key here. Praying in the Spirit is a way of giving God perfect thanks. It says here in 1 Corinthians 14:16-17. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the unformed say amen? And you at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say. For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. So what Paul is saying here, he's talking about praying in the Spirit. He's saying praying in the Spirit, you can pray to give thanks maybe over your food, but it'd be better to pray in English if people are around. But if people aren't around, you can pray in the Spirit, amen, over your food. And so people can understand what you're saying. Paul took a whole chapter to talk about the power of speaking in other tongues. Amen? That's in chapter 14 of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. So today, the question is for today, do you have that gift? Are you operating in that gift? Amen? Peter basically said that there is no partiality with God. In other words, this gift is for everybody. In Acts 2:39, it says, for this promise to you and your children and to all who are far off, many as the Lord our God will call. So really, that gift is not for special people, amen? It's not just for preachers, amen? I talked about that last week. It's for everybody, glory to God. So I want to encourage you, and I want to give you now that little book that I was going to give out, which I wasn't able to get those books. They're coming in like tomorrow. But I'm going to give you a little bit about this book on six ways to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I think this will help you. To receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, number one, you must believe the gift was given to believers in the upper room at Pentecost and beyond. So in Acts 2, if you read your Bible, you see the gift was given to the believers and also to other believers in the book of Acts and throughout the New Testament. In Acts 2:1, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And in Acts 2:4, it says, and they were all filled. Notice that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then in Acts 2:39, talking about that it wasn't just for that dispensation, it says, for this promise is to you and your children and to all who are far off. How many people are far off of Acts 2,000 years ago? For all that are far off. This gift is for all that are far off. We're far off. In other words, we're 2,000 years down the road, but it's for us too. Amen? As many as the Lord will call. How many are called by the Lord to be saved in here? Amen? You are called. Amen? Number two, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the prerequisite is receiving Jesus as Lord. So you got to get saved first. That's a no-brainer, Pastor. Amen. No, you can't have this special gift without receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So this baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift and it's not by works. So once you're saved and you don't have to go through a bunch of processes to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because you're saved, you're qualified. Amen. That's powerful. So you don't, in other words, let me just, can I bring it down here? You don't have to get good to get God. No. You don't have to, well, I got to clean up my life a little bit better before God will give me the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I got to make sure that I'm doing much better. I'm not ready yet because my life isn't good enough. No. If you're saved, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And notice this. That the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift. It's not brought about by good works. And a gift is free. It's a free gift, not requiring you except to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's the only requirement. Glory to God. So you don't have to sit there and say, well, I got to get better before I get God. Amen. No, you already have the gift of righteousness and you are in a process of sanctification, becoming more like Jesus. Amen. Amen. In Acts 2:38, it said, Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Peter just said, repent, be baptized. But you know what? We found out last week, even if you're not water baptized, you can still receive. Like in Cornelius' household. They received first and then they got baptized second. Number three, to receive baptism of the Holy Spirit, expect to receive when hands are laid on you. So when hands are laid on you, this is a traditional way to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A minister or somebody that's saved can lay hands on you and pray for you to receive. In Acts 19:6, this is when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So we see here that that's a way of receiving the Holy Spirit. Number four, in receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you must do the speaking when you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit come on you. God won't force you to speak. This is powerful. God's not going to force you. He's not going to take you over. Amen? But you're going to, when you feel this presence of God on your life and you feel the movement of the Lord, you're going to have to, by faith, speak out. Amen. Some people think God's just going to control it. And once you receive, you never know. You just might start speaking in tongues in the grocery store. No, you have control of the gift. You have control of the gift. Amen. So you're not going to go all crazy if you have the gift of the speaking in tongues, because you have control. You can at will, once you're baptized, speak in tongues. So receiving the baptism, you must do the speaking. When the presence of the Holy Spirit comes on you, God won't force you. In Acts 2:4 it says, and they were all filled and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Notice it says here, they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they had to do the speaking. Number five, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you must get rid of fear and believe that you will receive from the Holy Spirit and not some counterfeit spirit. Amen. In other words, some people believe, hey, if I get this, you know, maybe I'll get something different. Amen. That's not of God. No. Jesus says in the scriptures, Jesus says in Luke 11:11, working our way down to 13, if a son asks for bread from a father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Now, this is Jesus speaking. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit for those who ask Him? That's powerful. So you can feel secure that once you ask for that baptism, that you're not going to get something that's not of God. You're going to get something of God. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. This is all out of that book, so you don't have to read the book. Amen. Glory to God. Number six, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you may need to put some action to your faith. Amen. In other words, you might need to, you know, breathe in. Tell God you're receiving the Holy Spirit now. Amen. And another action that you may want to take when receiving, you may need to start worshiping the Lord. Yes. And start thanking God that you're receiving. Glory to God. See, my wife was prayed for to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit on a Sunday night service. But she didn't receive that language that night. But that Wednesday, she was in service and she was worshiping the Lord. And as she was worshiping the Lord, she was surrendered. See, if you want to receive, you got to surrender. Worship is an act of surrender. You're surrendering to God. You're saying, God, it's all you. It's none of me and all you. And she was worshiping the Lord. And in the process of her worshiping the Lord, all of a sudden, a new language started coming out of her mouth. Powerful. She was submitted to the worship of God, and she was open just to worship God. She was transcending from the natural into the supernatural. That's what worship will do. It will take you from the natural to the supernatural. That's why we love to worship around here. Amen. Glory to God. It will take you from the natural to the supernatural. And as she started praising the Lord, all of a sudden, it started bubbling up. She started speaking in a whole unknown language. Amen. So worship, that was how I was able to receive too. I was too locked up trying to receive, and my brother helped me receive. My older brother helped me receive. We were in a prayer room at the church, and he was helping me to receive. He said, just worship the Lord. And I did. I got relaxed, and then the Lord did it. Glory to God. And I received that spiritual language. When you feel the Lord moving, you need to speak out boldly. Amen. And so I love that. So I want to close out with a couple of scriptures, and we're closing out today. And if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're going to have prayer at the end of the service, and we can pray for you. And God, I believe you can receive it today if you like. And it says here, this is a scripture that Jesus talks about. He says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. And he who drink, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believed in him would receive. He's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in here. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Somebody say rivers. Of living water. See, that's what it's like. It's like a river of living water coming out of us. Amen. And the prerequisite of being baptized, first you got to be saved. Second, you have to desire it. He says, those that are thirsty. Do I have any thirsty people in here? Do I have anybody that's hungry for more of God to move in your life? Do I have any hungry people in here? Do I have any thirsty people in here? He's saying, those that thirst, those that hunger. I like what he says here in Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm telling you, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you're gonna be filled with more righteousness, glory to God. The Holy Spirit's job is to make you more holy. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit's job is to make you more holy. And the more closer you get to God through praying in the Spirit, can I close out with why people don't receive? 2 points. Should I close it out with why people don't receive? Should I do that? Number one, why people don't receive is pride. They don't believe that they need it. They think they're okay with where they're at. So they don't believe they need this special gift from God. And so pride will hold people back. And so you don't want pride holding you back. Number two, the reason why people don't receive is because of fear. They're afraid. They're afraid that it's something that they are not, you know, too sure about. And they're just afraid to receive it. But I'm going to say this, don't be afraid of God. Don't be afraid of receiving more from God. Don't let pride hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. And definitely the third reason why people don't receive, because they just don't know. Ignorance. But if you heard my message last week, I gave a good message on why you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Get that message from last week if you need more information. Amen. So I believe if you are desiring more of that Spirit, we're going to pray after we take up tithes and offerings. At the end of the service, you can come on up and we'll pray for you, and I believe you'll receive. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. And I thank you, Father, for those watching online and here today. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Maybe you never submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Well, today is the day of salvation. And I want to give you that opportunity today. Just pray this simple prayer and mean it in your heart. Say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. If you're watching online, we want to encourage you, if you're here locally, to come out and be a part of Exceed Life Church if you don't have a church home. If you're not here locally, find a good church home so you can grow in Christ and keep tuning in to Exceed Life Church so you can grow stronger in your walk with Christ. Amen.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.